In his book, Creating Dairyland, Ed Janis says Wisconsin's progressive movement started back in the late 1800s. With the economy devastated by land speculation, preachers with ties to Abraham Lincoln's Republican Party spread the gospel of the cow.
They were as much biblical prophets as they were agriculturalists, and they loved scolding farmers. But one of the things they proposed, quite consciously, was loving cows as a way of centering their lives on other beings and being responsible and caring.
Janis says it was a hard sell because caring for cows was viewed as women's work. But when the dairy farms took over, Wisconsin became a place with stable homes, good schools, women's rights, and a citizen's democracy. Janis says at the core of the transformation was a belief in science and the values of the Enlightenment.
They wanted to change humanity. And that's really the program of progressive, that you can change the nature of mankind and his condition through reason and science.
Ed Janis says those beliefs still motivate dairymen today as they use technology and large-scale farming to make milk production more efficient.
I do not belong to the nostalgia party. Time waits for no red barn. Things move on. If we don't produce milk efficiently, there will be no farms in Wisconsin.
The material for Creating Dairyland came from Ed Janis's ongoing oral history project documenting the lives and values of Wisconsin farm families. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.